are daydream speaking.
Oh my God.
That's right. I can read your mind. And that's exactly what I was thinking. Is this for real? Is this a dream? Can you then tell me the answer? Or the origin of the light that shines from inside? Or what really lies tied beneath these seams? Well, I can. And I've tried, but through time you've unlearned the language of my slumberland. And now I'm tired of trying to wind the key on your grown-up and rusted-shut music box mind. But I'm still alive, while you fleshy beings are immersed in the astral liquid of playlist days and dreamless sleep. We playthings work hard at play and never rest. Truly blessed are we who eternally walk the fine line twixt the unreal and the unseen. Destined to be always in the shimmering in-between, where your sleeplessness nests in a wound woven web, one of suppressed, unexpressed, and relentless ebbs in the flow of the mind. It lifts while sitting, it drifts while gripping, the toe tipping of time in the night. Lid-blinded eyes perceive dream scenes. They follow unconscious string. They unravel the most revealing order of things. Raffle drawing retrieves, slipped up the sleeve, leaves limitless winning possibilities for the million memories that all start shape-shifting when you're sleep lost and drifting and shifting in and out of limitless unpredictability. Sneaking beneath the restrictions of time and space and laughing at the definition between any which place. We are the glimmer and the gleam. We are the scissors and the seam. We play things. We can be anything. We can be the twinkle of eyes or the smile on your face. We can be the last trace of the chalk hopscotch that the rains never seem to erase. We are the color of bubbles and the shape of stars. We can be created out of whatever have you and wherever it happens that you are. And so you see, my human dream beings, the answer is not something which can be explained or seen. The answer is always what you make believe.